Can I confess something to you? I've really got my two extra fingers crossed that this temp gig will go permanent. I could use the scratch, man. I mean, I got debts, and I need star crystals to pay off said debts. Honestly, I think I've been doing a bang-up job, and it seems like there isn't anyone around here to stop me. Go figure. Let's do a quick sprint through the calendar of fun upcoming Magic Tavern things. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern officially begins July 22nd, just 2 weeks from now. It's gonna be big, so make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and if you know people that don't hate you, first of all, congratulations, and also, spread the word. Less than 2 weeks after that, on Friday, August 2nd, you and 20 of your closest friends can get dressed up as unicorns or something, and go see not one, but two live Magic Tavern shows in Indianapolis. Both shows will be completely different, and both will be a good time. Go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the Live Shows tab to get tickets. And remember how we keep teasing all of this Stitcher Premium bonus content? Well, it's time to get excited and subscribe to Stitcher Premium, because that content is going to be coming up just a couple of weeks after the premiere. So remember, July 22nd, Season 3 starts. August 2nd, live shows in Indianapolis. Bonus content very soon. Get your calendar in order. Now, hold on to your pants so they don't just fly right off your butts, because this is the final episode of the first season of Offices and Bosses. It is a very special episode, not like Tom Hanks is the uncle with a drinking problem on Family Ties type of special, but special like where your friends play the new high school-themed Offices and Bosses expansion module. Wow, we did it! That's a hiatus wrap! See you in 2 weeks!
Attention, people of Earth. Be warned. The following bonus episode is not real. It does not prove that there are worlds beyond our own. It is, however, being recorded live at Chicago's Talia Hall as part of MaximumFun.org's Very Very Fun Day Festival. This is apparently some of the local content. And remember, whatever sounds of puzzled partial enjoyment you make now will later be replaced with cheers and cries of pleasure. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. If you've never heard the podcast before, it's okay. It doesn't really matter. To be honest, I'm going to explain the premise regardless. About a year and 10 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, where we are now. In the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm very excited, as always. Normally I'm joined by my co-host, the wizard Usidor, and my other co-host, the shapeshifter, who's always a badger, Chunt. I'm not sure where they are, but I keep hearing a noise from this wall, so I'm just going to check it out.
Oh, yeah, baby.
But guys, I didn't know there's a secret wall in the Vermilion Minotaur.
Of course, there are many secrets here in the Vermilion Minotaur that you don't understand.
Yeah, that's called the Usa Secret Door.
The what's that now?
Usa Secret Door. It's Usador's secret door.
And I use it.
Anytime, a lot of times a Spintax comes into the bar, Usador wants to slip away, so he just made a false wall.
Oh, wow. So what's back there?
A whole other room full of tables.
Oh, really?
An entire parallel tavern.
Yeah, there's wed mothers back there, unspiced potatoes.
Everything you could ever want.
Rooster heads.
Wow. Well, guys, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce you. Usidor, you are a wizard.
That's right.
And I'm Chunt the Shapeshifter. And that's the shortest our introductions have ever been.
That's true. Yusor, you don't want to, like...
What?
You don't want to, like, do a little...
It's not as fun when you want it.
Well, then, don't do it.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Sonnen and Hoog Stangjis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. Shut up. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Names so powerful that if you even see them writ upon the page, the very lines of that ink would take form, turn into a tiny little man with a tiny sword, and stab you in the nostrils until you are very tired.
So don't use that name. Guys, we've been playing this game recently in the tavern, this role-playing game, which is it's very specific to Foon.
Yes. Yes. In this world, we play this game so we can escape the drudgery of magic and wonder and spend a full day appearing at work at 9 a.m., sitting at a desk, touching the keys of a keying board and creating reports of such wonder and majesty that an entire quarter can be summed up in them.
Sometimes I have dreams where I'm entering data.
Ooh. Ooh, data. If only we'd really enter data here on Foon.
I've read some slash fiction about that, but... You know what? I was thinking, let's play a game of offices and bosses. Mundel, the Grundle, will you please play the offices and bosses theme music?
Fear not. Marketing manager. IT professional. Sales rep. And temp. I am office manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses.
So we have been playing this role-playing game that you play in this fantasy world, Offices and Bosses, led by a metamor. You are the office manager?
Yes, the office manager in charge of things.
Look at this fantastical outfit.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you're dressed different than usual, metamor.
Well, this is I was thinking I recently bought an expansion to the Offices and Bosses game called Classrooms and Teachers.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm actually dressed as a principal that you might find who's in charge of one of these schools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought we could play some of that. I brought some student guides, if you want to pass these around.
Oh, sure. But first, what is that magnificent piece of cloth that is hanging from thy neck?
Oh, this is a necktie.
Oh, is that so that someone can murder you with it by pulling it tightly later?
Well, they could if it wasn't a clip-on.
Ah.
So if it was someone were to grab it, it would quickly release, and I could then make a fast getaway.
It's a sort of reverse trap for your would-be murderer.
There seems to be some sort of seal on this guide. Can I go ahead and break that?
Go ahead and break the seal with your pencil.
All
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can only break the seal with a kiss from a rose.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I didn't introduce. We're also
joined.
Yeah,
you can go fuck yourself.
That's a good point. You can.
We're all... I can and I have. I'm joined by our friend Flower, the frequently quite angry talking Flower.
Tonight I'm dealing with the leftover remnants of a cold. So I had a little post-nasal drip, so sorry.
Where is your nasal passage?
It's like, think about photosynthesis, but like slower.
Oh. So like where the...
It's just like all...
Carbon dioxide?
I said post-nasal drip in the same way that I'd be like, boo, traffic. You know, I just trying to relate.
You're just saying earth words.
Yeah. I didn't go to school, so this is pretty exciting for me.
Yeah, yeah. And this is it's probably maybe similar to your studies at the Great Hall of Tarakas. Except it's probably not nearly as cool. You don't actually sleep at these schools. You go home at the end of the day.
What?
Yeah. You wake up in the morning and go there really early. Your parents drag you to the car and you go
I'm already out. That sucks.
Well, maybe we can do a later school day.
Okay.
We can adjust the school hours to maybe... And you can have some extracurricular activities if you want. But if you look through there, you can see there's some classes you can be. You can be a jock or a nerd or a preppy.
I'm going to be a burnout.
Burnout, yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems and I right. shall be straight edge.
That's great, yeah.
I'm going to be like the new girl that moved into town that has like an air of mystery about her and everybody's like, she going to be cool. Spoiler alert, I'm cool as fuck.
Are you like the new girl that a lot of the kids are like, oh, we don't like the new girl. But the people who give you a chance.
No,
realize,
no, I'm not like some bitch with a ukulele.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I just that
adorable.
Wasn't where you were
I get,
going.
Adorable, yeah.
Oh yeah. So I just go show up and be like, who is she? She wears clothes from a different store that we shop at. We don't even have that store at this mall. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I have changed my mind, and I shall now play the Queen of Homecoming.
Well, just so you know, the queen is actually an honor that would be bestowed upon you after a successful school year.
Oh, I see. I can't just choose that.
If you want to be one of the popular girls.
Ooh, if you're a popular girl, then you get your weapon is a club of breakfast. I imagine that if you hit someone with that, they become satiated with eggs and toast.
Yes, that sounds reasonable to me. A popular girl it is.
Now, so I come from a world that is much like this, so it's not as exciting for me to play a normal student. So I was thinking of when I was in high school, I used to play role-playing games. So I'm going to play a character that I used to play role-playing games when I was in high school.
Sure.
It's a little hard to explain, but my character is, he used to be a turtle, but through some amount of science became like a human-sized turtle. And this turtle man also has martial arts skills.
How old is he?
He's about 40, 41 years old.
Middle-aged mutant ninja turtle.
Yes, well, yeah, you can put those words in that order if you want to. But yeah, I used to play...
Seems very easy to explain to me.
This is very much like our friend Fight Turtle.
You have a friend named Fight Turtle?
Yeah.
Yes, you never met Fight Turtle.
I have not met Fight Turtle.
Well, I guess he's usually on the other side of the wall, isn't he?
Wait.
I had sex with Fight Turtle. He showed me the secret of his ooze.
Wow.
Wow, Krang, that's hot. Earth people are loving that one. Loving it.
Well, sure. I mean, if you want to be a turtle, I think that's we'll make some exceptions again. And maybe we could even, there was some talk about perhaps from our O&B campaign that maybe this is a time warp where we're seeing these characters back in time.
Oh, yeah!
Maybe you could be your same, you know, Dan Smith and...
Yeah, Dan Smith the Burnout. Let's do it.
And, of course, I always played John Bastion.
Well, I'm going to be Gail Davidson before she met Fred Durst.
That's fine, yeah. I think that might be a fun thing to do,
you know?
Yeah, and I'll be Raphael. Just an angry adult ninja turtle.
Sure, sure.
Pretending to be a teenager for a story I'm writing. Because I've never been kissed.
Raphael, interesting name.
Yeah.
You know, he said you could be someone named Jacques if you want.
Named Jacques?
Yeah, you want to be a Jacques?
I think you should continue being a rad dude with an attitude.
All right, yeah, I'll just be, my alignment is rad dude with attitude.
That's fine. It's in the book. It's in the book. Yeah. You're going to be a rad dude with attitude. That is available to you.
Yeah. What rad dude with attitude, neutral.
Sure. Sure.
Now, if I'm playing John Bastion again, it does not make sense that I would be a popular girl. So what does a marketing manager start out as before he becomes a marketing manager?
They could be maybe a nerd, maybe a loser. Maybe
like
a weirdo.
Theater kid.
Theater kid is available, yeah.
How about mathlete?
That's very available. I'm an athlete. It's very available.
Then I shall be a mathlete of the utmost prowess and amazing mathing skills.
Cool, cool. Let's fucking play.
Yes. All right. Well, the first thing we need to do, you got your character sheets there. I think I've got some character sheets for everybody.
Yep.
And some pencils there.
Yes,
everyone needs to roll to figure out what their parents are like. If they're cool or not cool, and how many parents, you know, they live with and everything. And there's a chart that you can then...
We're going to add... We'll add this, the dice sound effects later.
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
Now, if I am rolling high, does that mean my parents are cool or not cool?
Well, it might mean they're cool, if you're rolling on this little chart down there. High rolls mean your parents are cool, but too high rolls mean they're too cool and want to be, like, in on your life and everything.
Oh, yeah, no thank you.
18.
18, okay. Yeah, you've got pretty cool parents. They let you borrow the keys to the car, but they also want to have, like, drugs and alcohol talk with you, like, often. Oh. And from, like, hey, it's cool, you know, but just tell us, you know?
All right.
Those kind of parents, you know?
Yes, I think I know. And I never had parents myself, for I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of birds and fire and wind and rain that said there must be a champion for food. I summoned a... Fight that Dark Lord, and I did step forth and say, I am now fully formed, and Usador shall take up this cause in your name. So I never had parents.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
But you were raised by earth, wind, and fire, basically.
Basically,
I rolled
yes.
a nine. Nine?
Nine.
Nine for
Tunt. Not bad. They're a little distant. Maybe your dad works a lot, is out of the house a lot. Maybe he's out a little too much.
Gotcha.
You know?
Can his name be Dennis?
Sure.
And can he have hit me once? I'm a burnout.
That's fine. Maybe, you know, he felt bad about it.
Sure.
It wasn't like a tough love thing. He really felt guilty about it.
Gotcha.
On a nine.
This is fantasy. Let me indulge my fantasy.
Is it the classic fantasy of being
clearly, this never happens.
Father.
This never happens ever. So this, let me live out
okay,
my fantasy.
I got a four.
Okay. You were raised by an aunt and uncle.
Oh, shit, no.
Yeah. They were a nice aunt and uncle,
yeah.
But they're still a bit of a burden.
I can still feel it. I feel that hole in my heart.
Yeah.
Well, according to my character sheet, I was also adopted. I was raised by an elderly man who, you know, is, there's no nice way to say it. He's a rat.
Sure.
An elderly rat.
Elderly rat, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, we're making a lot of exceptions, and we did this before, so I think that's fine.
Okay, great,
elderly
fantastic.
Elderly rat, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you roll to see if he was a cool rat?
Oh, yeah. What kind of rat is he? One.
Okay. He's a rat.
Oh, he's a rat. Oh, wow. Okay. Perfect.
He's a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's going to rat me out as well.
Excuse me.
Oh, are you all right?
A little cough there. I'm sorry.
Metamore.
Yeah.
Are you feeling sick?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a cough, you know. It kind of comes and goes sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys need a room? Jesus.
I just worry about people and if they're doing all right.
No, you know, I make sure I cover my mouth when I cough. I don't know if you guys ever have fire coming out of your mouth when you cough.
Oh.
Oh, yes, from time to time if I've miscast a spell. But I believe this might be more of your natural demeanor, for you are possibly partially dragonborn.
We've had this conversation before. There's no way that I'm a loser. I'm not dragonborn. That's ridiculous. I just occasionally have dreams about flying over towns and capturing maidens and then coughing fire. That's just...
Yeah.
That's isn't that normal?
Yes, I think you might be partially humanoid and partially dragon.
All right, so I'm going to sit at my desk.
Sure.
I'm going to be... My eyes are going to be glazed over like a great white shark, just kind of checked out.
Sure.
I want to go ahead and roll to see if I can pull out a knife and start carving my initials in my desk.
Sure, go for it.
It's a 19.
Boo, wow, you're able to do it. You get two initials in, teacher does not notice anything.
Great.
And I'm assuming you're sitting in the back of class.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
As far back as you
Sorry
can.
Sorry if I didn't mention that, yeah.
Back yeah, no worries.
I'm going to skateboard in like a cool kid yeah. and say, hey, fellow teenagers, I'm just a cool kid just like you, not a 40-year-old man. Cowabunga, is that just the kind of thing that all the cool kids say these days?
Not particularly.
Hmm.
Get out of here, narc.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and roll okay. on that, how well that's accepted.
11.
11. Will you sit down, please?
Oh, okay.
Raphael, please take a seat. You're late.
Sure, yeah.
You're late.
All right. All right.
That's
problem.
A tardy. That's one
yes.
tardy.
I have a healthy respect for authority, and I will sit down.
All right.
I come in late, but, like, I have a note from the principal's office, and, like, I just come in with a real confident air, like, don't even make eye contact with anybody.
Is it on your character sheet that you have a note from the principal?
Yes. No, I have a note from the assistant principal.
Okay, well, that'll be fine. That'll
okay,
be fine.
That's fine.
And we understand that you're raised by your aunt and uncle, so you got a lot of leeway here.
Okay.
The teacher's like, yeah, I understand.
I take my seat, and I sit in the teacher's seat.
You really want to sit in the teacher's seat?
Yeah, I want to just see what happens when I sit in the teacher's
okay,
seat.
Okay, let's roll that die there.
That's a 14.
A 14? Gail?
Yeah?
I understand. I get it.
Thanks, Teach. And then I go take my seat.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. You need to leave, but I understand why.
I know. I test the boundaries sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, I see the line, and I'm like, I'm going to step over it. So thanks, Teach.
Sure.
You know, I feel like to us, the class, that felt like a victory for Gail. But you know what? I think that was a victory for the teacher. They did the right thing. They didn't escalate it. And it was a learning moment. And I'm saying that as a fellow teenager, not as a 40-year-old man.
You said that in class, out loud. That wasn't just
yes, I did. But I stood up at my desk and I was like, guys, the teacher did a really good job right there.
We all, like, nail him with shit right now, right? Like, we all start throwing shit at him.
Yeah, I'm going to throw shit. And I'm also going to move my desk away from Raphael just so I don't get salmonella.
I've been swimming around in water that is filled with my own feces for quite some time, so that's fair.
I also want to perk up and take notice when I see how Gail behaves in front of the teacher, where she kind of pulls no punches.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first time, I sit up and take notice.
My character's been sitting quietly at the front of the class, and I turn to the teacher and I say unto him, I have to leave in 15 minutes. We're taking a bus to Peoria for the next Mathlete conference.
What an imaginary sounding town, Peoria.
Also, does anyone notice that old man is green?
Yeah, I think that dude's a turtle.
No, guys, I'm just a teenage human.
We didn't question your age, we questioned what species you are.
Oh, yeah, but I'm definitely a teenager.
But you're also green.
Yeah.
And you have gray in your beard.
That's the new thing, guys.
Dan Smith, are you being a bully right now?
I want to be a bully, yeah.
Okay.
Can I roll for that?
Please do.
Right. That's a 10.
That's a 10?
Yeah.
You need to park it. You need to park it, buddy.
You're not my fucking dad.
Oh, yeah? Oh. That's a referral.
You're giving me a referral? Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's a bad thing.
Oh.
To see the principal.
Shit,
a referral to see the principal.
But in Offices and Bosses, a referral was a good thing for the temp.
Yeah. This is different here.
Look at the handbook.
You had to read the handbook.
All right.
I've been perusing the handbook for some time at the local gaming store, so I'm already familiar. A referral is a bad thing. You do not want to go to the principal's office.
Okay. I'm going to punch the wall.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. In fact, you know what? John and Raphael and Gail, would you please escort Dan to the
principal? This is bullshit.
I have to leave in like 9 minutes.
Well, you have to leave anyway.
Okay.
Why am I going?
Just so the party can stay together. Okay.
Okay.
It's really.
Okay.
Yeah. As we walk to the principal's office, I start to sort of talk them up about pizza and how cool it is and how. Like, guys, us teenagers, we all love pizza, right?
I agree. I do love pizza.
I guess pizza is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm also in agreeance in loving pizza.
Yeah. Do I get some, like, points for that?
For liking pizza?
Yeah. Or for just, like, really getting in with the other kids?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
All right.
5 points.
Does he understand that there are no points in this game?
I've got 5. More than anybody else, as far as I can see.
All right. I want to take out some weed and offer it to Gail.
Sure.
Gail smokes the shit out of that.
Wow. Right in the hallway.
Yeah.
Right in the hallway.
Yeah.
Let's roll a die to see how stealthy you can be about smoking that.
It's a 7.
Well, one of the janitors Mr. Oglethorpe comes around the corner, and obviously he knows what that smell is, and he knows what he's seeing.
I panic, and I take all my clothes off. I just take everything off, and I'm still covered in weed. I'm just got smoke, and all my clothes are on the floor.
All right, anybody else?
We need I panic and pull my head and my arms inside my body. And then I kind of spin around, and then like a dime, I just kind of... and then I land.
I grab my protractor and my compass, and I pray a prayer to the mathing gods.
And I giggle uncontrollably.
Let me roll for his reaction here. That was an 18. He's cool with it. He's cool with it. He said, whoa, all right. That's some good stuff. I can smell it. That's nice.
I pass some share? Of that to the janitor. Yeah, I share.
You share? Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Oh. Okay.
I poke just my head out of my shell. I'm like, what?
I'll put my clothes back on.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be a good idea. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Full of drugs, I want to go ahead and roll to see if I can impress Gale by running towards a locker and doing a backflip off of it.
Sure. Give that a roll there.
All right. That's a natural one.
Wow. Okay. You do fall flat on your face, but because of Gail's broken home background, mm-hmm. she's really into other people.
I'm a fixer.
You're a fixer, exactly. You try to fix your own relationship when you've seen other people.
Yeah.
And he's a bad boy. Bad boys do it for you. Yeah.
They do it for me, even if they do it badly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, how many do it well?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay, so then I take notice of this failed attempt at doing a backflip off the locker, and I'm just like, you okay? You okay? Yeah.
And I just want to giggle uncontrollably.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, you make it to the principal's office, and the first room you come to is the secretary at the principal's office, Mr. Tompkins, and he's like, all right, why are you? I know why you're here, Dan.
Fuck you, you're not my dad.
Oh, look, if I could refer you again, I would, but I can't. So why are the rest of you here? Are you...
Hello, Brad. I have to get on the bus in a few minutes.
Brad?
We're on a first-name basis? I have first-name basis here on my sheet. First-name basis with staff. That's one...
As a straight A student.
Yeah, on his sheet it also says, prefers to talk to adults than other teenagers.
Yeah, I find it to be more comfortable.
Sure, sure. Yeah, we all know that kid. Yeah, yeah. So you're here to escort Dan Smith to the principal, huh?
I smoked a lot of weed, so I just start to kind of sit down in one of the chairs and fall asleep.
That's fine. That's okay. Fine. All right, well, we got to wait for the principal to come. And sure enough, the door to the principal's office opens, and there's Mr. Whiteley, the principal.
Fuck you, you're not my dad.
All right, Dan. We've been through this song and dance before, haven't we? You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
I want to adjust the earring in my ear.
Sure, sure.
I also start taking out food. I'm going to start to eat my lunch. It says here in my in the book that says that I am lunch able.
Yeah, you have a lunch.
Great.
Probably an old brown paper bag.
Great. Hard.
It's been used before mm-hmm. to carry lunches in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Because I fear we're going to, like, I feel like we don't have so much time to play this game.
Sure.
I'm going to take out my size and just throw them at the principal.
Your what?
His size.
My size. I'm going to throw my size.
Your size?
At the principal. They're like knives that...
I was going to say your size. You're like, what, 6'4", 280?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna also,
as a turtle?
Well, I'm going to throw both my size and my size, and I'm going to be condescending my size. At the principal. Yeah.
Yeah okay,
I'm just going to...
It's a triple homonym attack.
I know. Yeah.
Sure.
The secret of the homonyms.
Yeah.
Earth people are loving it. I got an 18.
18. Wow. Well, those knives hit the principal right in the chest. Like, ah, turtle boy, I thought you were a good student. What's happening?
I'm like, you really think I'm a boy?
With my turn, I do cast a spell of algebraic confusion. I do start spouting exponents and variables that confound the very principle that doth stand before us.
Sure, let me roll. Yeah, he rolled a 4, so yeah, he is like, oh, come on now, that's complete the square? What are you talking about? What's going on?
In that moment, I then recognize the face of the principal at this new school that I'm at, and I recognize it as the photo that was slipped into my copy of Anne of Green Gables that I was given as a child, and I realize that Principal Wiley is my dad.
Oh. Wow.
So, you can be like, fuck you, you are my dad.
Yeah, and I say it. I say, fuck you, you are my dad.
Am I your dad?
I think you are. I think he's.
Well, he's certainly very confused by the algebra. Yeah. So, roll for him.
Okay. A 5.
Look, I'm confused right now. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I am. Like before, I was principal. I got into some rough stuff. Okay. I'm not gonna lie.
I now use my skill of algebraic deduction to solve all the formulas floating about the principal's head and removing his confusion.
Yeah, we're kind of at mixed, conflict of interests here. I would think that John Sebastian would want to save the principal. And
I want to see what happens with this dad thing.
Fair enough.
And I get distracted by seeing, like, a paper disposal unit in the corner, and I'm like, oh, my arch nemesis, we meet at last.
Well, you see some sort of shredder?
Some kind of, yeah, like a you could call it that, a paper shredder. And I'm like, oh, we meet at last.
Why would a turtle's got a shell.
Why would you take odds with a shredder?
It's my nemesis.
So while this is all going on, I want to take some lipstick and put it between my pecs and start to put the lipstick on my lips, only using my pecs.
Sure.
And then once that's done to completion, I want to look at the principal dead in the eyes and say, I don't want your life.
Sure. Let's roll for that one. That's a for sure roll.
All right, that's a 3.
It's a 3. It looks like clown makeup. It's more on your nose.
That's what I was going for, dude.
Mission accomplished. But that principal, you might be his daughter. You might. Uh-huh. Wow. I'm bleeding profusely right now. I've been stabbed with 2.
Oh no! I just met you,
things.
And you're gonna die.
I have been. The size of these is very heavy, and also hearing those audible. Size has wow. I'm sorry. Look,
I have no medical skills on my sheet except for a class where I learned to do the Heimlich maneuver.
If you want to try a Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, I'm gonna try the Heimlich on you. You've been stabbed, so I'm gonna try the Heimlich.
Sure.
While she does that, what do I need to roll to know if randomly throwing knives at the principal is gonna go on my permanent record?
Well, if he survives, it will go on your record.
Oh, okay.
But if you kill him, then who's going to say?
I see. So I am pot committed at this point.
Yeah.
I pull Raphael down and put him on his back.
I can't get up from that.
I rolled a 10 for the Heimlich maneuver.
Okay, the knives shoot out.
Oh, shit.
But they don't hit anybody else.
Oh,
and
good.
He's still bleeding, but the knives are removed. They've been,
okay. Okay.
Gail. Do you want us to kill your dad, or do you want us to save him?
Oh, no. I was so mad at you for so long because, like, am I living with your brother or sister, or is it mom's brother or sister?
Your mother's brother and sister.
Okay, so you have no connection to the people that I love.
Well, I loved them at once, too, but no DNA connection.
I say finish him.
No. Gail. But think about this.
Okay.
You're missing that connection, and I can identify that as a man turtle who about a year and 10 months ago fell through a manhole behind a Domino's pizza and have been trapped in this world that is not my own, far away from my rat father. I think you need to bolster that connection.
Yeah, but did you go to the school where your dad was the principal?
No.
Finish him.
All right. It is better for my academic future.
That's true.
But I'm still on my back. But I really encourage anybody to kill the principal.
I try to say nice things to him to hope to kill him with kindness.
Sure.
So you tried your best.
I didn't try my best. I didn't. I got involved in some nasty stuff and. Owed a lot of money in Mexico, and I just had to offload the family so I could pay those debts. And I feel bad about it now, and I'm bleeding. And if I recover, you could get a paddling.
I start to kill small animals.
Okay, that's a warning sign, you know.
I am worried about Dan Smith. I think we might be killing the wrong person in this office.
It's just a fantasy.
I put a homemade bomb in the principal's face.
This school's okay. Gotten dark. And I'm the one that started this by throwing knives at the principal.
Yeah, yeah. The principal sees the bomb and put it in his face, and it's like, John Sebastian, I never would have guessed. You?
I have a lot of pent-up rage. Being a mathlete's hard, and there's a lot of pressure my parents are putting on me. Plus, they want to hang out with me. My dad offered to have a beer with me the other night, and I was like, I don't want to have a beer with my dad. I'm only 15. This is wonderful.
Well, he sees the bomb, and then, hey, mark it off your character sheet, please.
Oh, hey,
this
yep.
High schooler with homemade bomb. He decides that he will not put this on your permanent record, and he will not paddle you today, Dan Smith, but he has to go to Peoria with you for the math lead contest.
Fine. Let's get on the bus then. The bus is about to leave.
Are we all going to go on the bus with you?
Yeah, everyone's got to go on the bus.
Okay.
All right.
That's part of the deal. Part of the deal. Part of the deal. I won't call the police.
No, that means we're going to miss the spring fling.
You're going to miss the spring fling.
That's fuck it. You!
But we got to go to Peoria.
Is Peoria cool? Should we roll for it?
Yeah, let's roll for it. Everybody roll. Yeah. Will you find something in Peoria cool?
I got a -6.
I don't know how you did that. That little line just means it's 6.
Oh, it's just a 6?
But that's still pretty low.
Yeah.
Lamers. Lamers. Yeah. Your official lamers is the official, yeah.
Since we're all going on the bus together, Dan Smith feels a sense of camaraderie, and he tries to get a intricate dance started, having had no previous rehearsal for choreography.
Sure. That's definitely a die roll for that, for
okay.
Sure.
And that's a 17.
17. Mm. It catches on. It catches on. It's a pretty simple step, and everyone kind of starts grooving to it a little bit.
Wow.
And for the rest of the day, you'll get +3 bonuses on all die rolls for this
awesome
camaraderie dance.
Yeah, yeah, to kind of like bolster this exciting like energy that we've got going, I'm going to jump in the air and try to high-five John Bastian in the air and like freeze in the air while we do it. 2.
2, okay. You don't. You didn't tell him you were going to do this.
Oh,
okay.
20.
20. You managed to freeze in the air.
Wow.
And are like, you're leaving me hanging. Come on. You know how hard it is to say frozen in the air? So you do it, John Sebastian.
Excellent. As I float here in the air, thinking of my terrible life with my very cool parents, all that runs through my head are ones and zeros and exponents and variables.
I'm going to go up to Gail, take off her glasses, and take one hand and put the hair behind her ear, making her beautiful.
Sure, sure. Yeah, she becomes quite beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Quite beautiful.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
But then I put the other hair behind my other ear, and it just fucks everything up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, total asymmetrical face.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. It's like,
I step off to Raphael. I take off his red bandana mask. I squeeze his green, mushy head and make him beautiful.
Yeah. It makes him more impressive. He looks more human than turtle.
Can I, at the very least, roll to see if I cry from just the realization that I might be beautiful?
Sure, sure.
20.
You cry from the realization.
Tears, like happy tears, just kind of stream down my face.
And in fact, what we have at this point is we're going to do a silent montage, and everyone will be in slight slow motion and just describe to me what you do in this quiet montage. Okay. If you want to be crying those slow tears.
Are there other people on the bus?
Yeah, you're making your way to the bus right now.
We're not even on the bus yet?
You're making your way to the bus
right
now. Yeah.
Okay,
so everyone can have a moment where they describe their behavior in this. There'll be some music playing, perhaps, kind of a slow-motion montage.
Well, I guess I'll kick it off. So Dan Smith is crying. He's very moved, very emotional. He's going to take out his, kind of away from everyone, kind of turned and shied away. He's going to take out his smaller-than-average penis and start to play it like a little guitar.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I won't even roll for it. I think, sure, why not? Oh.
Thank you.
I'm doing math.
Okay, in your head, on paper?
On paper.
On the locker room? Or maybe with like a lipstick on a window or something?
Yes,
on a
sure.
Mirror?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm math graffiti everywhere.
Math graffiti, yeah.
And I sort of lean towards my newfound friends and say, I know we've had a long, weird day together. We're very different. The burnout, the mathlete, the new girl, and the man turtle pretending to be a teenager. But I ask, has anything changed? When you see me in the hallways after today, will we be friends? Or will it have just been a special time for today?
I walk past the bus and get on a different bus.
Sure.
And I'm like, fuck y'all! And then I say, fuck Peoria! And then I go to New York City.
I take that as a yes, and I pump my fist into the air, and I freeze.
What's with you and freezing?
I'm a turtle. I get cold very easily. 20.
You freeze. You freeze. Yeah, and the music crescendos. And you know that no one will forget about you. That's in a good way or a bad way, we don't know.
That's all I wanted. I don't care if it's good or bad. Like, they remember.
Just say, well, you will be remembered.
Yeah,
you
that is so great. Yeah. But thank you so much, and thank you, everybody. And Mundle, play us out. Thank you very much. We are Hello from the Magic Tavern.
As always, just stopping by to remind you that even this special live bonus episode was not real. Use It or the Blue, a.k.a. John Sebastian, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger, a.k.a. Dan Smith, was played by Adol Rafai. Metamore the Office Manager was played by Bill Arnett. Bill's book, The Complete Improviser, is now available in ebook form as well as the print version. Find it on Amazon. Or, if your object work is up to the task, pretend to pull it off your enormous bookshelf and leaf through it while sipping that cup of coffee you can't seem to shed. Flower, a.k.a. Gail Davidson, was played by Brooke Bright. Offices and Bosses and Hello from the Magic Tavern are produced by Ryan DeGiorgi, Evan Jacover, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Special thanks to Maximum Fun and Jesse Thorne for inviting the show to be part of their very, very fun day festival while they were in Chicago. Take care, and remember to catch the final episode of my other podcast, Where's Jack LaLanne? Where I take 70s fitness guru Jack LaLanne, hypnotize him, and place his sleeping body somewhere in the world for adventuresome teens to find. Available everywhere, large scraps of metal are placed onto a tall pyramid and burned.